who played in the Absa Cup final. I hope all the predictions were correctly by my three fine gentlemen right here in the studio. My name is Jen Junta Mwemba, and know that anything is possible.
Concerned with revelations that the country risks losing 11.97 billion kwacha if war in Middle East continues. DRW calls for continued inclusivity for persons with disabilities. And dozens demonstrate in Tunisian capital in defense of press freedom. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has expressed concern over revelations that the country risks losing about 11.97 billion kwacha revenue if the war in the Middle East continues. This follows the announcement by Secretary to the Treasury Felix Nkulukota that if the war in the Middle East and tax suspension on fuel continue up to the end of the year, the country's revenue loss will increase to about 11.97 billion kwacha. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sinkamba urged government to plan on the measures it can put in place to cushion this challenge, as the war in the Middle East will not end anytime soon. Mr. Sinkamba expressed worry that continued loss of national revenue will empty the treasury, which might lead to more borrowing, a move he says is not good for a country trying to grow economically. This is the time for the government to implement measures that can help the country from losing more revenue because the war in the Middle East will not finish anytime soon, said Mr. Sinkamba. Mr. Sinkamba has further suggested that government considers implementing the Cannabis Act No. 33 of 2021 and Industrial Hemp Act No. 34 of 2021 to help the nation generate revenue. Mr. Sinkamba is optimistic that the implementation of the Cannabis Act will help the country to be financially stable.
To think outside the box and look at the other national resources like cannabis to help them. Otherwise, crying and lamenting is not going to help them at all. Implementing the Cannabis Act No. 33 of 2021 and the Industrial Hemp Act No. 34 of 2021, which they've sat on and failed to implement for the last 5 years.
Governance expert Wesley Meander says the newly introduced parliamentary code of conduct will ensure that members of parliament, MPs, will uphold integrity on discipline in the National Assembly. Mr. Mianda stresses that these were established rules for ethical behavior that will guide members on how to conduct themselves. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mianda further expressed support that this initiative will ensure that MPs save the House with dignity and not bring it into disrepute. He added that this bill will not in any way hinder MPs from expressing themselves, but is however aimed at seeking disciplinary action. Mr. Mianda cited indiscipline by MPs in Parliament to the extent of disrupting important debates. MPs will be mandated to uphold integrity by avoiding conflict of interest, but instead use official information of public resources, said Mr. Mianda. He called on the nation to embrace this move so as to bring order and discipline in the National Assembly.
In the recent past, we have seen a lot of misconduct, a lot of abuse of the National Assembly, which actually most of these members of Parliament, especially those coming from the opposition, have really turned Parliament into the battlefield, where they can misbehave in any way and at any time. Such, when you look at this code of conduct which is being proposed here, it will actually minimize on a number of these, unnecessary misbehavior.
Disability Rights Watch, DRW, has emphasized the need for government to continue ensuring that persons with disabilities are considered in every recruitment. DRW Executive Director Wamonjila Waliuya says that government should aim to target the 10% threshold set for persons with disabilities to be recruited. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Waliuya disclosed that most times people with disabilities are disadvantaged because of the education level, as most of them have not attained the 5O levels. He stressed the need for government to mitigate underlying issues that cause the low numbers of people with disabilities to be employed. When recruiting, government should ensure they explore every factor that can be a disadvantage to people with disabilities, said Mr. Waliuya. Mr. Waliuya further encouraged that government should reflect the full diversity of recruiting more persons with disabilities.
We want to encourage the government to ensure that the 10% is reached, and it would be good if it goes above 10%. Many persons with disabilities are disadvantaged because of the education system where they fail to reach the 5O levels, including English, mathematics, and science.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to advancing a borderless and sustainable energy future for Africa, with a target of achieving 10 gigawatts of power generation by 2030. Minister of Energy, Makoso Chikote, said Zambia remains focused on actualizing energy projects currently in the pipeline to enhance energy security both locally and across the region. He said this in a speech read on his behalf by Ministry of Energy Director for Energy, Mafayo Ziba, during the Energy Forum for Africa Conference 2026 Project Progress Report and Media Launch Gala Dinner in Lusaka. Zanis reports that the minister said progress recorded so far demonstrates the impact of sustained commitment and collaboration. He noted that the Energy Forum for Africa has evolved into a strategic platform that is driving action by bringing together policymakers, investors, and industry players. In African news, dozens of people demonstrated outside the headquarters of the Tunisian Journalists Union in the capital Tunis on Friday demanding press freedom. They were supporting the Franco-Tunisian columnist Mourad Zeghidi and his colleague Bohen Saiz, who have been in detention since 2024. They waved free independent press signs while chanting innocent people are in prison. Media freedom has declined sharply in the country in recent years. After initially being convicted for spreading false news, Zeghidi and Saiz were then charged with money laundering and tax evasion. In January, they were sentenced to 3.5 years in prison, and their appeal trial is due to resume on Tuesday. The president of the Tunisian Journalists Union, Ziad Daba, said journalism in Tunisia is in danger, adding that Zeghidi had now spent more than 700 days in prison. Coming up shortly, France voices concern about the spread of Islamist extremism in Sahel. Listen more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.